Shortness of breath and a dry cough are often telltale signs of COVID-19. But even early on, doctors realized the virus can inflict all kinds of other damage, from strokes to strange rashes. What do these symptoms have in common? As Will Stone reports, many researchers are focused on how the coronavirus sabotages our blood vessels.
Picture a skating rink before a hockey match. The top layer of ice is glassy and slick. The players and pucks glide smoothly across. Dr. William Lee says that ice is like the lining of your blood vessels when you're healthy. But during a coronavirus infection,
the virus damages the inside of the blood vessel and shreds the lining. That's like the ice after a hockey game.
The lining becomes ragged and leaky. Things start to get stuck.
And you wind up actually having this situation, which is really untenable for blood flow.
Lee and an international team of researchers compared the lung tissue of people who died from COVID-19 with those who died from influenza. They found stark differences. For example, the COVID lungs had 9 times as many tiny blood clots.
The surprise was that this respiratory virus that gets into the lung makes a beeline for your vascular endothelial cells, the cells lining blood vessels.
These endothelial cells are a vital part of the vascular system, coating the inside wall of every artery, vein, and capillary. If the novel coronavirus is wreaking a special kind of havoc on the endothelial cells, as Lee and other scientists think, that helps explain why COVID complications can appear anywhere in the body.
The effects in the brain, the blood clots in the lung and elsewhere, and in the legs, the COVID toe, the problem with the kidneys, and even the heart.
Early in the pandemic, Dr. Gaetano Santulli saw how many different organs could be affected, and he suspected endothelial cells might hold the key. Santulli's a researcher at Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York City. He says, consider what these endothelial cells do in a healthy person.
Mainly, the endothelial cell function are to avoid high blood pressure and to avoid blood clotting.
But when these cells don't work properly, when they're dysfunctional, the opposite can happen. Santulli saw this with COVID and realized,
if there is endothelial dysfunction because of the virus, we can explain why we have an increased risk of blood clotting in COVID-19 patients.
Scientists aren't sure exactly how COVID damages blood vessels. What's clear is the body's immune response often begins to spiral out of control.
What we see with the SARS-2 coronavirus is really an unprecedented level of inflammation in the bloodstream.
That's Dr. Yogan Kanthi of the National Institutes of Health.
We start to get this relentless self-amplifying cycle of inflammation in the body, and that may lead to clotting.
This is most striking in severe cases of COVID. And doctors who care for these sick patients, like Roger Schwelt, have come to see COVID as a vascular disease, in addition to a respiratory illness. Schwelt is a critical care and pulmonary physician in Southern California. Early in the pandemic, he noticed the patients who ended up in the ICU tended to have diabetes, high blood pressure, or were obese. All those conditions can damage the blood vessels and cause inflammation. So if you catch the virus on top of that,
it's a stress test. If you're right on the edge and you get the wind blown from this coronavirus, now you've gone over the edge.
And he also noticed that the patients hospitalized with COVID are different from those hospitalized for respiratory viruses, like the flu.
They are having shortness of breath, but we have to realize that the lungs is more than just the airways. It's an issue with the blood vessels themselves.
That's why COVID patients can struggle to get enough oxygen, even if air is being pumped into their lungs by a ventilator. Schwelt says even after breathing improves, some patients still have damaged blood vessels.
They're now off oxygen. They can be discharged home, but their vasculature is not yet completely resolved. They still have inflammation.
So what does this mean for COVID treatment? Doctors are already using drugs to manage inflammation and prevent clots, though they're still working out the best combinations and dosages. But they're also looking at more direct ways of protecting endothelial cells to prevent blood vessels from breaking down in the first place. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.